This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Government workers in Colorado will soon have new power to negotiate their salaries and other benefits. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
28,000 state employees will gain collective bargaining rights under a new law signed by Governor Jared Polis on Tuesday. It guarantees that the public sector union can negotiate binding contracts with the state. The law could give these employees greater leverage in the face of steep budget cuts that may affect salaries and pensions. State workers are not allowed to strike under the new law. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
RTD's financial situation is so dire that the transit agency likely will not be able to restore bus and rail service to pre-pandemic levels. The transit agency cut its service by about 40% in April. RTD's board will decide on a new, smaller service plan by the end of the year. Churches around Colorado are ringing their bells at this hour to honor Black lives. Churches will ring their bells for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on George Floyd. Neck before he died. Today is also the anniversary of the killing of five Black churchgoers by a white supremacist in South Carolina in 2015. Pastor Inga Oyen Longbreak of the Messiah Community Church in Denver called on churches to take a stand.
This is a really important moment, and we need to act. We need to be vocal about what's happening with regards to addressing systemic racism.
The noontime bells will continue tomorrow and through Juneteenth on Friday, which celebrates the end of slavery in the U.S. This is CPR News.